We're here with Alan Tenenberg, who's the Vice President of Clinical Affairs for TebowTech. TebowTech recently released the newest protease inhibitor called Prezista. And Alan's going to be presenting tomorrow morning, I believe, some new data about Prezista at the International AIDS Conference. Alan, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
We know that following patients in clinical trials for at least a year provides a lot of important information for a new drug's safety and effectiveness. You follow patients in two studies now with Prezista called Power 1 and Power 2 for 48 weeks, which is just under a year. Can you tell us a little bit about the studies?
Certainly. Power 1 and Power 2 were randomized controlled trials, and they were designed to determine what the treatment dose would be of Prezista in the studies before it was named. It was called TMC-114. The studies looked at four different doses of Prezista. Two of them were once a day, two of them were twice a day, and all of them were given along with 100 milligrams of ritonavir.
Norovir.
The study showed that the dose that would be selected, the dose that would go into phase three, that was the most efficacious and the best tolerated, was a 600 milligram twice daily dose, again administered each time with 100 milligrams of norovir.
Mm-hmm. And what were you seeing with the 48 week results as far as viral load decreases and T cell increases?
Well, the studies looked at highly treatment experienced patients. The patients had to have had experience with the three available oral classes of antiretrovirals, at least one primary protease inhibitor mutation. In fact, most of them had far more than that. The patients were received in combination with their Prezista and Norovir, a background regimen that was optimized based on resistance testing by the investigator. What we saw at 48 weeks was that 61% of patients who were treated with that 600 milligram dose of Prezista twice a day achieved a 1 log reduction in viral load, and that was compared to only 15% on the control side. We also saw that 46% of patients who were treated with Prezista had an undetectable viral load level of less than 50 copies per ml, and that was compared to only 10% on the comparator arm.
That's great. What about T4 increases?
CD4 cell increases were also very large. The patients who were treated with Prezista had an average CD4 cell count increase of 102 cells at the 48-week mark, and that was compared to only 19 cells for patients on the comparator side.
What about side effects? You seeing any?
Well, with all drugs, with any drug, there is always going to be some side effects and some tolerability issues. We found that Prezista is really very well tolerated. And when we compared it to the other drugs, to the control patients who didn't get Prezista, who got the standard protease inhibitor regimens, the tolerability profiles were really very similar. The most common adverse events were in the area of gastrointestinal, like nausea or diarrhea, headache, things of that nature. They were, for the most part, mild to moderate. I think, very importantly, one of the important side effects with protease inhibitors, diarrhea, was actually somewhat less with Prezista than it was with the standard protease inhibitor therapy.
That's good news, especially since a protease inhibitor people had been having very high hopes about for salvage therapy before Prezista came on the market was the newest one up until then, which was Aptivus. Is there a feeling that Prezista is going to solve a lot of the problems that we're having with Aptivus with its increasing side effect profile?
Well, we don't have head-to-head data, randomized data, between Prezista and Aptivus at this time. However, I think you can look at the profile of Prezista itself and see that the drug is extremely well tolerated based on the data from the POWER studies. Another very important thing to point out is that Prezista only requires 100 milligrams of ritonavir compared to twice that, 200 milligrams with Aptivus. And we all know that many of the side effects of protease inhibitor therapy are related to the boosting.
Given that this is the newest protease inhibitor, there are a lot of questions about how best to use it and who will benefit from it the most. Can you tell us about some of the studies that we should all keep our eyes open for the next year or so?
Certainly. There are two other very important studies that are ongoing right now with Prezista. One of those studies, the Artemis study, is a study that's being conducted in treatment-experienced patients, and it's a head-to-head randomized trial between Prezista and Kaletra. It will give us some very good information, some important information, about how Prezista compares to Kaletra in the treatment-naive patient population. Another important study is the TITAN study, and the TITAN study is in early treatment-experienced patients, and it also compares Prezista at the 600 milligram twice-daily dose with ritonavir to Kaletra.
Finally, let's talk about the pricing of this drug. Up until now, almost every new AIDS medication that came out, especially on the protease inhibitor side, there was this endless escalation. Each company thought it would just tack on another $2,000 to the price of the previous protease inhibitor. And it was an endless price escalation that was going through the roof with no end in sight. From what we know at AIDSmeds.com, AIDS activists approached your company early on before drug approval and asked you to not play that game anymore and to be a company to take a stand and to actually price it at some of the older protease inhibitors, not the more recent ones. And to our amazement at AIDSmeds, you actually listened and priced this drug lower than the price of Aptivus. And were you privy to any of those conversations? And why did Tibotec play a different game than the other pharmaceutical companies?
Well, Tibotec did work very closely with members of the activist community. There were ongoing discussions with the Crisis Task Force and the Fair Pricing Coalition, and the intent was to do the right thing by patients. The company took the responsible approach. We think that the drug is priced fairly and responsibly.
That's great. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.